The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 47. Litores. Section 2. Killing the Corn Spirit. Iron Phrygia, the corresponding song, sung by harvesters both at reaping and at threshing, was called Litores. According to one story, Litores was a bastard son of Midas, king of Phrygia, and dwelt at Selene. He used to reap up the corn, and had an enormous appetite. When a stranger happened to enter the cornfield or to pass by it, Litores gave him plenty to eat and drink, then took him to the cornfields on the banks of the Maeander and compelled him to reap along with him. Lastly, it was his custom to wrap the stranger in a sheaf, cut off his head with a sickle, and carry away his body, swathed in the corn stalks. But at last Hercules undertook to reap with him, cut off his head with a sickle, and threw his body into the river. As Hercules is reported to have slain Litores in the same way that Litores slew others, we may infer that Litores used to throw the bodies of his victims into the river. According to another version of the story, Litores, a son of Midas, was wont to challenge people to a reaping match with him, and if he vanquished them he used to thrash them. But one day he met with a stronger reaper, who slew him. There are some grounds for supposing that in these stories of Litores we have the description of a Phrygian harvest custom in accordance with which certain persons, especially strangers passing the harvest field, were regularly regarded as embodiments of the corn spirit, and as such were seized by the reapers, wrapped in sheaves, and beheaded, their bodies, bound up in the corn stalks, being afterwards thrown into water as a rain charm. The grounds for this supposition are, first, the resemblance of the Litores story to the harvest customs of European peasantry, and, second, the frequency of human sacrifices offered by savage races to promote the fertility of the fields. We will examine these grounds successively, beginning with the former. In comparing the story with the harvest customs of Europe, three points deserve special attention, namely, i. the reaping match and the binding of persons in the sheaves. Second, the killing of the corn spirit or his representatives. Third, the treatment of visitors to the harvest field or of strangers passing it. In regard to the first head, we have seen that in modern Europe the person who cuts or binds or threshes the last sheaf is often exposed to rough treatment at the hands of his fellow laborers. For example, he is bound up in the last sheaf, and, thus encased, is carried or carted about, beaten, drenched with water, thrown on a dunghill, and so forth. Or, if he is spared this horseplay, he is at least the subject of ridicule or is thought to be destined to suffer some misfortune in the course of the year. Hence the harvesters are naturally reluctant to give the last cut at reaping or the last stroke at threshing or to bind the last sheaf, and towards the close of the work this reluctance produces an emulation among the laborers, each striving to finish his task as fast as possible, in order that he may escape the invidious distinction of being last. For example, in the Mittelmark district of Prussia, when the rear has been reaped, and the last sheaves are about to be tied up, the binders stand in two rows facing each other, every woman with her sheaf and her straw rope before her. At a given signal they all tie up their sheaves, and the one who is the last to finish is ridiculed by the rest. Not only so, but her sheaf is made up into human shape and called the old man, and she must carry it home to the farmyard, where the harvesters dance in a circle round her and it. Then they take the old man to the farmer and deliver it to him with the words, "We bring the old man to the master. He may keep him till he gets a new one." After that the old man is set up against a tree, where he remains for a long time, the butt of many jests. At Aschbach in Bavaria, when the reaping is nearly finished, the reapers say, "Now, we will drive out the old man." Each of them sets himself to reap a patch of corn as fast as he can. He who cuts the last handful or the last stalk is greeted by the rest with an exulting cry, "You have the old man." Sometimes a black mask is fastened on the Reaper's face and he is dressed in woman's clothes. Or if the Reaper is a woman, she is dressed in man's clothes. A dance follows. At the supper, the old man gets twice as large a portion of the food as the others. The proceedings are similar at threshing. The person who gives the last stroke is said to have the old man. At the supper given to the threshers, he has to eat out of the cream ladle and to drink a great deal. Moreover, he is quizzed and teased in all sorts of ways till he frees himself from further annoyance by treating the others to brandy or beer. These examples illustrate the contests in reaping, threshing, and binding which take place amongst the harvesters, from their unwillingness to suffer the ridicule and discomfort incurred by the one who happens to finish his work last. It will be remembered that the person who is last at reaping, binding, or threshing, is regarded as the representative of the corn spirit, and this idea is more fully expressed by binding him or her in corn stalks. The latter custom has been already illustrated, but a few more instances may be added. At Kloxin, near Stettin, the harvesters call out to the woman who binds the last sheaf, "You have the old man, and must keep him." As late as the first half of the 19th century, the custom was to tie up the woman herself in pea straw, and bring her with music to the farmhouse, where the harvesters danced with her till the pea straw fell off. In other villages round Stettin, when the last harvest wagon is being loaded, there is a regular race amongst the women, each striving not to be last. For she who places the last sheaf on the wagon is called the old man, and is completely swathed in corn stalks. She is also decked with flowers, and flowers and a helmet of straw are placed on her head. In solemn procession she carries the harvest crown to the squire, over whose head she holds it while she utters a string of good wishes. At the dance which follows, the old man has the right to choose his, or rather her, partner. It is an honor to dance with him. At Gommern, near Magdeburg, the reaper who cuts the last ears of corn is often wrapped up in corn stalks so completely that it is hard to see whether there is a man in the bundle or not. Thus wrapped up, he is taken by another stalwart reaper on his back, and carried round the field amidst the joyous cries of the harvesters. At Neuhausen, near Merseburg, the person who binds the last sheaf is wrapped in ears of oats and saluted as the oatsman, whereupon the others dance round him. At Brie, Isle de France, the farmer himself is tied up in the first sheaf. At Dingelstedt, in the district of Erfurt, down to the first half of the 19th century, it was the custom to tie up a man in the last sheaf. He was called the old man, and was brought home on the last wagon, amid huzzas and music. On reaching the farmyard, he was rolled round the barn and drenched with water. At Nordlingen in Bavaria, the man who gives the last stroke at threshing is wrapped in straw and rolled on the threshing floor. In some parts of Oberpfalz, Bavaria, he is said to get the old man, is wrapped in straw, and carried to a neighbor who has not yet finished his threshing. In Silesia, the woman who binds the last sheaf has to submit to a good deal of horseplay. She is pushed, knocked down, and tied up in the sheaf, after which she is called the corn puppet, Kinpoppel. In all these cases, the ideal is that the spirit of the corn, the old man of vegetation, is driven out of the corn last cut or last threshed, and lives in the barn during the winter. At sowing time, he goes out again to the fields to resume his activity as animating force among the sprouting corn. 2. Passing to the second point of comparison between the latter's story and European harvest customs, we have now to see that in the latter the corn spirit is often believed to be killed at reaping or threshing. In the Romsdal and other parts of Norway, when the haymaking is over, the people say that the old hayman has been killed. In some parts of Bavaria, the man who gives the last stroke at threshing is said to have killed the corn man, the oats man, or the wheat man, according to the crop. In the canton of Talot, in Lorraine, at threshing the last corn, the men keep time with their flails, calling out as they thresh, "We are killing the old woman. We are killing the old woman." If there is an old woman in the house, she is warned to save herself, or she will be struck dead. Near Agat, In Lithuania, the last handful of corn is left standing by itself, with the words, "The old woman, Baba, is sitting in there." Then a young reaper whets his scythe and, with a strong sweep, cuts down the handful. It is now said of him that he has cut off the Baba's head. And he receives a gratuity from the farmer and a jugful of water over his head from the farmer's wife. According to another account, every Lithuanian reaper makes haste to finish his task. For the old rear woman lives in the last stalks, and whoever cuts the last stalks kills the old rear woman, and by killing her he brings trouble on himself. In Wilkischken, in the district of Tilsit, the man who cuts the last corn goes by the name of the killer of the rear woman. In Lithuania, again, the corn spirit is believed to be killed at threshing as well as at reaping. When only a single bale of corn remains to be threshed, all the threshers suddenly step back a few paces, as if at the word of command. Then they fall to work, plying their flails with the utmost rapidity and vehemence, till they come to the last bundle. Upon this they fling themselves with almost frantic fury, straining every nerve, and raining blows on it till the word, "Halt!" rings out sharply from the leader. The man whose flail is the last to fall after the command to stop has been given is immediately surrounded by all the rest, crying out that he has struck the old rear woman dead. He has to expiate the deed by treating them to brandy. And, like the man who cuts the last corn, he is known as the killer of the old rear woman. Sometimes in Lithuania the slain corn spirit was represented by a puppet. Thus a female figure was made out of corn stalks, dressed in clothes, and placed on the threshing floor, under the heap of corn which was to be threshed last. Whoever thereafter gave the last stroke at threshing, struck the old woman dead. We have already met with examples of burning the figure which represents the corn spirit. In the East Riding of Yorkshire, a custom called burning the old witch is observed on the last day of harvest. A small sheaf of corn is burnt on the field in a fire of stubble. Peas are parched at the fire and eaten with a liberal allowance of ale. And the lads and lasses romp about the flames and amuse themselves by blackening each other's faces. Sometimes, again, the corn spirit is represented by a man, who lies down under the last corn. It is threshed upon his body, and the people say that the old man is being beaten to death. We saw that sometimes the farmer's wife is thrust, together with the last sheaf, under the threshing machine, as if to thresh her, and that afterwards a pretense is made of winnowing her. At Volders, in the Tyrol, husks of corn are stuck behind the neck of the man who gives the last stroke at threshing, and he is throttled with a straw garland. If he is tall, it is believed that the corn will be tall next year. Then he is tied on a bundle and flung into the river. In Carinthia, the thresher who gave the last stroke, and the person who untied the last sheaf on the threshing floor, are bound hand and foot with straw bands, and crowns of straw are placed on their heads. Then they are tied, face to face, on a sledge, dragged through the village, and flung into a brook. The custom of throwing the representative of the corn spirit into a stream, like that of drenching him with water, is, as usual, a rain charm. 3. Thus far the representatives of the corn spirit have generally been the man or woman who cuts, binds, or threshes the last corn. We now come to the cases in which the corn spirit is represented either by a stranger passing the harvest field, as in the Litter's tale, or by a visitor entering it for the first time. All over Germany it is customary for the reapers or threshers to lay hold of passing strangers and bind them with a rope made of corn stalks, till they pay a forfeit. And when the farmer himself or one of his guests enters the field or the threshing floor for the first time, he is treated in the same way. Sometimes the rope is only tied around his arm or his feet or his neck. But sometimes he is regularly swathed in corn. Thus at Sola in Norway, whoever enters the field, be he the master or a stranger, is tied up in a sheaf and must pay a ransom. In the neighborhood of Soest, when the farmer visits the flax pullers for the first time, he is completely enveloped in flax. Passers-by are also surrounded by the women, tied up in flax, and compelled to stand brandy. At Nordlingen, strangers are caught with straw ropes and tied up in a sheaf till they pay a forfeit. Among the Germans of Hasselberg, in West Bohemia, as soon as a farmer had given the last corn to be threshed on the threshing floor, he was swathed in it and had to redeem himself by a present of cakes. In the canton of Puttanges, in Normandy, a pretense of tying up the owner of the land in the last sheaf of wheat is still practiced, or at least was still practiced some quarter of a century ago. The task falls to the women alone. They throw themselves on the proprietor, seize him by the arms, the legs, and the body, throw him to the ground, and stretch him on the last sheaf. Then a show is made of binding him, and the conditions to be observed at the harvest supper are dictated to him. When he has accepted them, he is released and allowed to get up. At Brie, Île-de-France, when anyone who does not belong to the farm passes by the harvest field, the reapers give chase. If they catch him, they bind him in a sheaf and bite him, one after the other, in the forehead, crying, "You shall carry the key of the field." To have the key is an expression used by harvesters elsewhere in the sense of to cut or bind or thresh the last sheaf. Hence, it is equivalent to the phrases, "You have the old man, you are the old man," which are addressed to the cutter, binder, or thresher of the last sheaf. Therefore, when a stranger, as at Brie, is tied up in a sheaf and told that he will carry the key of the field, it is as much as to say that he is the old man, that is, an embodiment of the corn spirit. In hop picking, if a well-dressed stranger passes the hop yard, he is seized by the women, tumbled into the bin, covered with leaves, and not released till he has paid a fine. Thus, like the ancient litters, modern European reapers have been wont to lay hold of a passing stranger and tie him up in a sheaf. It is not to be expected that they should complete the parallel by cutting off his head. But if they do not take such a strong step, their language and gestures are at least indicative of a desire to do so. For instance, in Mecklenburg on the first day of reaping, if the master or mistress or a stranger enters the field, or merely passes by it, all the mowers face towards him and sharpen their scythes, clashing their wet stones against them in unison, as if they were making ready to mow. Then the woman who leads the mowers steps up to him and ties a band round his left arm. He must ransom himself by payment of a forfeit. Near Ratzeburg, when the master or other person of mark enters the field or passes by it, all the harvesters stop work and march towards him in a body, the men with their scythes in front. On meeting him they form up in line, men and women. The men stick the poles of their scythes in the ground, as they do in wetting them. Then they take off their caps and hang them on the scythes, while their leader stands forward and makes a speech. When he has done, they all wet their scythes in measured time very loudly, after which they put on their caps. Two of the women binders then come forward. One of them ties the master or stranger, as the case may be, with corn ears or with a silken band. The other delivers a rhyming address. The following are specimens of the speeches made by the reaper on these occasions. In some part of Pomerania every passerby is stopped, his way being barred with a corn rope. The reapers form a circle round him and sharpen their scythes, while their leader says, "The men are ready, the scythes are bent, the corn is great and small, the gentleman must be mowed." Then the process of wetting the scythes is repeated. At Bramen, in the district of Stettin, the stranger, standing encircled by the reapers, is thus addressed. "We'll stroke the gentleman with a naked sword, wherewith we shear meadows and fields. We shear princes and lords. Laborers are often at thirst. If the gentleman will stand beer and brandy the joke will soon be over. But, if our prayer he does not like, the sword has a right to strike." On the threshing floor strangers are also regarded as embodiments of the corn spirit, and are treated accordingly. At Reading Hard in Schleswig when a stranger comes to the threshing floor he is asked, "Shall I teach you the flail dance?" If he says yes, they put the arms of the threshing flail round his neck as if he were a sheaf of corn, and press them together so tight that he is nearly choked. In some parishes of Wormland, Sweden, when a stranger enters the threshing floor while the threshers are at work, they say that they will teach him the threshing song. Then they put a flail round his neck and a straw rope about his body. Also, as we have seen, if a stranger woman enters the threshing floor, the threshers put a flail round her body and a wreath of corn stalks round her neck, and call out, "See the corn woman. See. That is how the corn maiden looks." Thus in these harvest customs of modern Europe, the person who cuts, binds, or threshes the last corn is treated as an embodiment of the corn spirit by being wrapped up in sheaves, killed in mimicry by agricultural implements, and thrown into the water. These coincidences with the Litter's story seem to prove that the latter is a genuine description of an old Phrygian harvest custom. But since in the modern parallels the killing of the person or representative of the corn spirit is necessarily omitted or at most enacted only in mimicry, it is desirable to show that in rude society human beings have been commonly killed as an agricultural ceremony to promote the fertility of the fields. The following examples will make this plain.